8. Realization of the Eternal Son. Concerning identity, nature, and other attributes of personality, the Eternal Son is the full equal, the perfect complement, and the eternal counterpart of the Universal Father. In the same sense that God is the Universal Father, the Son is the Universal Mother, and all of us, high and low, constitute their universal family. To appreciate the character of the Son, you should study the revelation of the divine character of the Father. They are forever and inseparably one. As divine personalities, they are virtually indistinguishable by the lower orders of intelligence. They are not so difficult of separate recognition by those whose origin is in the creative acts of the deities themselves. Beings of nativity in the central universe and on paradise discern the Father and the Son not only as one personal unity of universal overcontrol, but also as two separate personalities functioning in definite domains of universe administration. As persons, you may conceive of the Universal Father and the Eternal Son as separate individuals, for indeed they are. But in the administration of the universes, they are so intertwined and interrelated that it is not always possible to distinguish between them. When, in the affairs of the universes, the Father and the Son are encountered in confusing interassociations, it is not always profitable to attempt to segregate their operations. Merely recall that God is the initiating thought, and the Son is the expressionful word. In each local universe, this inseparability is personalized in the divinity of the Creator Son, who stands for both the Father and Son to the creatures of 10 million inhabited worlds. The Eternal Son is infinite, but he is approachable through the persons of his paradise sons and through the patient ministry of the Infinite Spirit. Without the bestowal service of the paradise sons and the loving ministry of the creatures of the Infinite Spirit, beings of material origin could hardly hope to attain the Eternal Son. And it is equally true, with the help and guidance of these celestial agencies, the God-conscious mortal will certainly attain paradise and sometimes stand in the personal presence of this majestic Son of Sons. Even though the Eternal Son is the pattern of mortal personality attainment, you find it easier to grasp the reality of both the Father and the Spirit, because the Father is the actual bestower of your human personality, and the Infinite Spirit is the absolute source of your mortal mind. But as you ascend in the paradise path of spiritual progression, the personality of the Eternal Son will become increasingly real to you, and the reality of his infinite spiritual mind will become more discernible to your progressively spiritualizing mind. Never can the concept of the Eternal Son shine brightly in your material or subsequent moronical mind. Not until you spiritize and commence your spirit ascension will the comprehension of the personality of the Eternal Son begin to equal the vividness of your concept of the personality of the Creator Son of paradise origin, who, in person and as a person, one time incarnated and lived on Urantia as a man among men. Throughout your local universe experience, the Creator Son, whose personality is comprehensible by man, must compensate for your inability to grasp the full significance of the more exclusively spiritual, but nonetheless personal, Eternal Son of Paradise. As you progress through Orvontan and Havona, as you leave behind you the vivid picture and deep memories of the Creator Son of your local universe, the passing of this material and Marantia experience will be compensated by ever-enlarging concepts and intensifying comprehension of the Eternal Son of Paradise, whose reality and nearness will ever augment as you progress paradiseward. The Eternal Son is a grand and glorious personality. Although it is beyond the powers of the mortal and material mind to grasp the actuality of the personality of such an infinite being, doubt not, he is a person. I know whereof I speak. Times almost without number I have stood in the divine presence of this Eternal Son, and then journeyed forth in the universe to execute his gracious bidding. Indicted by a divine counselor assigned to formulate this statement depicting the Eternal Son of Paradise.